You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Hudson Family has 4 kids and 2 options for a new home.
Number 1 checks a lot of boxes.
It's big, close to work.
Private tennis court.
Number 2 was kind of cramped, and that old barn was clearly haunted.
But it has 1 gig internet with AT&T fiber, so plenty of bandwidth and unlimited data for us to stream 4K movies while Billy games.
Tina video chats, and Andrew and Maddie can do homework.
HBO Max.
Good point, Ghost. AT&T Fiber comes with HBO Max included.
Looks like the Hudsons are bypassing the commuter's paradise to go with 1 gig internet with AT&T Fiber. And a fun new guest.
Get super fast entertainment-grade internet with AT&T Fiber. Now with unlimited data included. Find out how to get 1 gig internet for $49.99 a month for a year. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT. Download max typically 940 megabits per second. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. $10 per month equipment fee applies. Compatible device and online account registration required for HBO Max access. New residential AT&T Fiber customers only. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit att.com/AT&T Fiber for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The presumptive Democratic presidential ticket was rolled out at a high school in Wilmington, Delaware. In their first appearance together, Joe Biden explained why he chose Kamala Harris.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. All across the nation, little girls woke up, especially little black and brown girls, who so often feel overlooked and undervalued in their communities. But today, just maybe, they're seeing themselves for the first time in a new way as the stuff of president and vice presidents.
President Trump wasted no time in launching an attack against the California senator.
Probably one of the reasons she was a terrible candidate and was forced to leave the race because she got her facts wrong. You know, she's very bad on fact.
This is USA Radio News. A military helicopter made an emergency landing in Manassas, Virginia, after it was struck by a bullet. One service member inside was injured. The helicopter was conducting a routine training mission when the incident occurred. The bullet caused a minor injury to the hand of an air crew member and damage to the aircraft, which is attached to the first helicopter squadron. The FBI said the injured service member was treated and released from the hospital. The FBI's Washington field office said it dispatched special agents to the Manassas airport to investigate the incident. The FBI and Joint Base Andrews called on members of the public with any information about the shooting to contact authorities. A request for a single trial for four fired Minneapolis police officers was made by prosecutors to the judge in the custody death of George Floyd. Minnesota's attorney general said the evidence is similar against the four officers, and a single trial would spare the trauma of multiple trials. You're listening to USA Radio News. After months of negotiations, coronavirus relief talks are still stalled in Congress. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut, so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Belarus authorities have arrested more than 6,000 demonstrators over the past 3 days amid substantial opposition to election results that declared President Alexander Lukashenko the winner of another term. Lukashenko's opponents say police have used violence to quell the protests since election officials said the president won re-election in a landslide on Sunday. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, Lukashenko's chief opponent, fled to neighboring Lithuania for her own safety. Tikhanovskaya had taken her husband's place as the leading opposition candidate after he was put in prison right before the election. She rejected the preliminary results before fleeing Belarus. Senator Chris Murphy called on President Trump to withdraw his nominee for ambassador to Belarus due to the unrest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
If you think hard work should be rewarded, if you think a school should support you academically and financially, and if you think higher education shouldn't have to mean high costs, enter Strayer. As a pioneer in online education, Strayer's innovative tools help you reach your education and career goals. And with graduation fund, you can save up to 25% on the cost of a bachelor's degree. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University, out with the old school. Eligibility and participation rules apply. Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEV.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome back for those of you who were joining us for hour one, which was the Robinson and Horty show. Dan is still on leave of absence and not sure when he's coming back. No, he's not imaginary. He is real. And please stop toying with my emotions. Anyway, this is the America Off the Rails show. I am Rick Robinson. We do this thing every Wednesday night, typically starting at somewhere around 11 p.m. Eastern. We've been starting a little bit later lately because seems like our schedule is getting fuller and fuller, and every once in a while there's just an extra couple minutes here and there, and then it just kind of snowballs. So anyway, we're live tonight. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. Hope you guys are enjoying Chat Lives Matter Day here on KLRN Radio. Still one of our busiest, most popular days of the week. Honestly, I don't do this very often, but I was taking a moment during the news break to look at the numbers. Guys, I just a bit of behind-the-scenes stuff. We've already hit in the first 12 months of August the numbers that we had for the entire month of April. We have been trending upward anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 additional new hits, ad revenue-wise, every month since April, and we've now already beat where we were in April, and we're already only about 1,000 hits away from where we were in May, and about 2,000 away from where we were in June, and about 3,000 away from where we were last month, and it's only the 12th. That's huge. You know, there was a time when I got excited when we were making like a dollar or two every couple of weeks off of this thing. And it's still nowhere near where it needs to be for me to be able to ever consider doing anything like this full time. But we're also, honestly, heading in a direction I never really thought I would see us heading. Trending upwards and becoming more popular and getting more clicks and more people listening. And it's all because of you guys. We have this awesome core group of folks that are like always interacting with us, always in the chat room, always sharing stuff, and you tell people about us. That's the part that amazes me the most, because, you know, I know I've done this for a long time, but everybody's like, oh my god, you're great at it. I still feel like I'm a scrub. Like, I listen to some of the other folks that put on shows here, and I'm like, why are they not running this thing, and why is it me? Yeah, Al, I know you're still there. I'm looking at you. Dude, you still make me feel like I'm a rookie, and I don't know. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that as an insult either to him or to me, because the simple fact of the matter is we have such a broad talent base here that it forces me to feel like I need to do better. And it's one of the reasons why I finally decided months ago that I was going to start upgrading my equipment. Next thing I'm going to do is actually start working on making sure that the space that I'm working in has actually got more of a studio quality and studio feel to it, because it's important. Now that I'm doing this stuff all the time, it's important. And the simple fact of the matter is, the only reason I'm even considering doing that is because we have so many people that tune in from everywhere. I mean, we literally have a worldwide audience now, which is something else that I thought I would never see. And again, that's because there have been some of you that have been here the entire time, and you know who you are. There was one person, looking at you, Ron, who used to hang out with me every night in chat back when I used to do this show 5 days a week. And back when only 5 or 10 people were listening at a time. And he was always there. Always there. And I will never forget it. Anyway, enough about that. I just wanted to start with things being a little bit positive, because it's been one of those weeks. So Joe Biden's made his pick. I know everybody's talking about it. We're going to have to talk about it some more. But I want to remind you of something that his pick said not too long ago on a national debate stage. At least I believe that's where this quote came from. But she was actually quoted as saying, and again, air quotes, "When Donald Trump is removed from office, we are going to come find you. Wherever you are, in whatever corner of the country you are hiding, we will come find you. Because you are traitors to America. Now, that's not the exact quote because I can't find it even though I just had it, but it's pretty damn close. That was Kamala Harris basically firing the shot across the bow of every Trump supporter that if they get elected, we're going to be rounded up and basically shot for treason. Now, you can say that's hyperbole, you can call it whatever you like, but those are basically the words that she used. They are going to come find anyone who is a Trump supporter. Why do you suppose that is? Why do you suppose that the group of people that is trying so hard to convince everyone else that we are the fascists are the ones that are acting like fascists? It's supposed to be us. We're the evil ones. We're the ones who don't understand freedom. We're the ones who don't understand that this is progress, and we're in the way of progress, and this isn't about America anymore. It's about the rest of the world, and we need to get the hell out of the way. I want you to let that statement sink in. They are going to come find us. She was already recorded on video talking about using executive orders to force mandatory buybacks. For those of you who don't understand what that means, a mandatory buyback is not optional. That is gun confiscation. And when Joe Biden said that would be unconstitutional, she laughed and said, "Huh, Joe, stop saying that we can't, because not only can we, but we're going to." They're talking about Donald Trump walking all over the Constitution. These people are telling you exactly what they're going to do, and their side is eating it up. Absolutely eating it up. Cheering it on. Egging it on. That's the part that I think has me the most pissed off. Because there are people that are on the other side of the aisle that I know and that I care about, and I would never wish those kind of things on them. And yet, here I sit because I'm now vocally supporting President Donald J. Trump. And yes, for the record, KLRM Radio has made 2 donations to his campaign. Do you remember do you know when the last time was that I donated to a campaign? I was 18. And I'm not saying that because I want you to go donate. If you're listening and you have the money, I would recommend that you do so. But I'm not telling you have to. Because again, my job is not to tell you what to think. My job is to make sure that you are thinking. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. Because I need you guys to understand what is about to happen. If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris become president and vice president of the United States, eventually Kamala Harris is going to be the vice president. Probably within the first 6 to 9 months of them being sworn in. At that point, because I know what you're thinking, well, Rick, she said those things when she was vice president. There's no way as vice president she's going to be able to round up American people. There's no way that Joe Biden would stand for that. First of all, Joe Biden is not going to remember where he is. Second of all, when they invoke the 25th Amendment, because they will invoke the 25th Amendment, and she is sworn in as president of the United States of America, all bets are off. And then you can rest assured that all of those quotes that are coming out about her using executive orders to confiscate guns and her basically using the bully pulpit and the Oval Office to declare war on former Trump supporters, you can rest assured those things are going to happen. And you can make fun of me, you can laugh at me, you can poke fun of me, but I can tell you right now, because I know we have several people that lean to the left that listen to this show, if the shoe was on the other foot and the person that I'm supposed to be voting for was saying, "We're going to come find you and we're going to kick you out of the country because you're not American," there's no way that I would be saying, "Oh, I'm all for that." But y'all are. And somehow I'm the one that's supposed to be the snowflake? I don't have an issue with you giving me a different opinion. But don't keep coming to my social media posts and my Facebook pages and my Twitter feeds and everywhere else that you can interact with me and then expect me to find proof for your arguments. I've done my research. My job is not to do your research. If you want to know where I'm getting my research from, then I suggest you tune into the multiple radio shows that I do every single day. Because you're going to hear all of the research that I'm talking about. All of the sources that we pull our information from. We talk about them on every single show. So no, I'm not going to go to my Google machine and give you link after link after link after link when you can go find exactly what the hell I'm talking about on your own. That's just like today. I keep seeing all these posts about, oh my God, America's got the number one, the highest amount of active cases, blah, blah, bullshit. We have the highest amount of recorded positive tests. That is a very large difference. Because we now know enough about the testing to understand that that testing isn't doing exactly what we were told it was doing when they started using those tests. That test doesn't do anything but test for the virus. It doesn't distinguish between living or dead virus. It only finds virus. And if it finds virus, it says ding, 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 virus, positive. But it doesn't know the difference between a living virus and a dead virus. You want to know why there's all these kids testing positive for COVID? It's because they're jamming Q-tips up their nose. Guess what? They've got dead virus in their nose. Because they're, in the words of my co-host, AC Linux, on the morning show, their lovely little immune systems have eradicated the virus, and yet there's nothing left now but dead virus corpses that they're getting from their nose that are being read as a positive test. If you are asymptomatic and you've tested positive for COVID, that means you've already beat it. Not that you're carrying it and spreading it to everybody else. It means your immune system fought it off. And you know why your immune system fought it off? Because you already have T-cell immunity to 8 million different forms of coronavirus, and this one already has 87% similarity to one that you were exposed to just a little over a decade ago. This is not hard. None of this is hard. But we have a media that doesn't want us to know the truth. We have people in our own government that don't want us to know the truth because they want us scared. They want us afraid. They want us locked down. Because this is a dry run to see how much of our control and our freedom we are willing to give up. And they wrapped it in the guise of making sure that your fellow Americans were safe. And they found a way to make sure that we would give it all up. I mean, we did. We all went into our homes, locked the doors. Most of us are still working from home. We only go out if we absolutely have to, because we've been lied to and told this was... the only thing we were waiting for was, oh my God, is this going to be the virus that brings on the zombies? That's what they made it seem like. It was like the end of the world, man. And now here we sit with two sides going to war for the soul of the American people. One side is convincing you that we're the bad guys, when they're the ones that are embracing every socialist thing you can find, every fascistic thing you can find. They're telling you, they're on live cameras, they are telling you that the rioting and looting that is going on right now is fine because it should be considered reparations because the buildings are insured. They're telling you, if you live in Portland, they're not going to prosecute the people that are burning down your businesses because it's a nonviolent crime. Since when is arson nonviolent? This is the world we live in right now. The same people that are telling you that they're not going to prosecute people for doing things wrong are now putting up the two hardest people on crime that I've ever heard of in my lifetime. Joe Biden authored a bill that locked up more African-American people since the day it was signed than in U.S. history. And Kamala Harris was a close second. Now, granted, they've all taken the happy little jaunt left and they're skipping as close as they can to that cliff without going over. And if you look at Kamala Harris's record from the time that she was a first prosecutor, then attorney general, and now Senator Kamala Harris, she is now for several steps left of fucking Bernie Sanders. I don't know how you can be any further left than Bernie Sanders, but somehow she has managed to pull it off. There is not a socialist program that woman has not voted for. There is not an authoritarian measure that she hasn't embraced. And if you don't believe me, again, I want to remind you that she said on a national debate stage she was going to use executive order if Congress didn't do something about gun violence within the first 100 days that she was sworn in to institute a mandatory buyback program. To translate that to English, for those of you in the back of the room, that is mandatory confiscation, because you don't have a choice anymore. They're going to come find you. They're going to take your guns, and they're going to give you some money in exchange for your guns, but you can't say no. If that's what you want for America to be, then by all means, please vote for that psycho bitch. As for me and mine, not going to happen. At this point, I would crawl over broken glass in 3 feet of snow, naked, to vote for Donald Trump. I don't care if I gotta stand in line for 2 days. I'll bring a wheelchair, so I got somewhere to sit. There ain't no way, no way, that I'm gonna watch. There's no way that America is dying on my watch. Because that's what we're talking about today. We say this every election cycle, and I'm guilty of it too. This is the most important election cycle in your history. In our lifetime. And this time, folks, I have to tell you, I 1,000% believe the words that I'm about to tell you. This is the most important election cycle that you are probably going to see in our lifetime. Because if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win the day, we're done. We are done. Everything that we believe in will be torn down. Everything that made us great will be destroyed. We're watching it happen right now. And for everyone who's trying to blame Donald Trump for what we're watching happen right now, you don't understand how this system works. There are 18 layers of checks and balances between state and federal government. These are democratic cities that have been democratic for decades that are tearing themselves apart. Because the Democrats keep telling them they're going to fix things, and they don't. But they're lashing out at the guy on the top because they just don't understand how the system works. Because nobody's bothered to tell them. Because they don't want them to know that it's not Donald Trump's fault. You know, I've said this before. If the guy in the White House terrifies you so much that you need to get rid of him by any means necessary, thank you for proving a point that I've been trying to make for the 12 years that I've done podcasting and political posting, because I've been telling you guys from day one that there has been way too much power centralized into the executive branch. And everybody, oh, you're just imagining things. Well, no, really I'm not, because the amount of fear that you guys have right now proves everything that I've been saying, and it's why I am so afraid of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris winning the day, because Donald Trump, the media hasn't talked about it, but Donald Trump has done a lot that has actually brought back checks and balances in our country. The media is not talking to you about it because they don't want you to know. Because if you knew all the things that Donald Trump was actually doing to make your life better, you probably wouldn't hate him so much anymore. Now again, I've never met the man. I'm not sure if we would get along in person or not. He would be somebody that I would like to have a beer with at least once, just so that I could say that I did. But it's kind of like the guy that, you know, was being lambasted just a couple of weeks ago in the Goya scenario. I went to the White House when President Bush asked me, went to the White House when Obama asked me, and now I went to the White House when Donald Trump asked me. And then the thing the media just never even talked about was the fact that only reason the dude was there was because Donald Trump signed several different things that made life better for Hispanic Americans. Somehow that part was never discussed. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've still got Buffoon of the Week, so we're going to get that done. Bottom of the hour, this is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. A little bit ranty tonight. If it annoys you, I apologize. Not really. Go fuck yourself. Be right back.
Go for all this. There's only one thing. put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I tried so hard.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hello and welcome to Buffoon of the Week. It's a show where we scour last week's news and current events in search of people who said or did something so astoundingly ridiculous that they earn a shot to be named the dumbest newsmaker of the week by you, our fans. You see, you get to choose who wins by leaving a comment right below this video, or voting in our polls on social media, or by doing so on our brand new website. It's called buffoonoftheweek.com.
And not to brag or anything, but it's pretty awesome. Stop by to find out about buffoons we couldn't feature in this video, alongside some interactive content like polls, quizzes, lists, and a whole lot more if you register. So go to buffoonoftheweek.com. Wait, don't go now. Watch the video first. Last week, you overwhelmingly chose Jerry Nadler as Buffoon of the Week for his out-of-control hearing and asinine behavior. Clearly, his multiple acts of buffoonery in the same week beat any single act that would have went up against him, no matter how significant it may have been. Between last week and the impeachment trial this past winter, Nadler has a real shot at Buffoon of the Year. But Nadler's sure to have some tough competition, mainly because the buffoons keep on coming. You see, we release weekly videos on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and sometimes we'll even release a bonus video here or there. So if you like what you see in here in this or any of our other videos, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button, and please subscribe to the show. Oh, and also turn on that notification bell so you never miss a show too. We appreciate you tuning in, but we'd appreciate you even more if you help us grow the show. It's just a small click of a button for you guys, but to us, it means a heck of a lot more. So each week before unveiling our nominees, we acknowledge those other buffoons who really gave it their all, but just didn't make the cut. We gotta give them credit where credit is due, and we do that by making them one of our dishonorable mentions. Alright, so let's get this out of the way immediately. No, Joe Biden is not one of our nominees this week, even though he clearly deserved to be one. But because of our rules, Joe Biden cannot be nominated again because he's already won Buffoon of the Week. Stupid rules. Nonetheless, we can still discuss Biden's buffoonish comments to reporter Errol Bennett, which was the top news story of the week, not only because they were stupid, but they were borderline racist.
Specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his tests and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness and to make a judgment about who I am. Yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
He later apologized for these comments on Twitter. Or is it his team that apologized? Is he even capable of using Twitter? Joe Biden may be the only politician to be able to get away with such racially ignorant comments. But is that because he's out of his gourd? Or is it because he is the head of the Democratic ticket? But did you know that Biden wasn't even the dumbest politician of the week? That honor may go to Volney Morostoni, mayor of the southern city of Itajaí in Brazil. Morostoni was widely ridiculed last week after promoting rectal injections of ozone as an excellent coronavirus treatment that he claims would be quick and easy. Oh my god. Of course, Morostoni was a little light on the scientific support for shoving a catheter up one's ass and pumping it with ozone. But hey, details, right? All I can say is, hey Volney, you first, pal. Speaking of dumbass mayors, here's this week's DeBozo Watch. You know, folks, we can't choose between all of DeBozo's buffoonery, so we're just going to run through it all. First is his likely unconstitutional coronavirus checkpoints in search of out-of-state visitors in the name of public safety. Because, you know, people are flocking to the world capital of coronavirus, right? De Blasio doesn't even care about minor details like constitutions or the rule of law.
He even admitted that those BLM street paintings the city allowed didn't go through the city's permit process. Because who has time for legal processes anyway, right, Bill? Doing the right thing gets in the way of scoring political points, after all. And of course, then there's this stupid plea to New Yorkers to not buy cars, which we think is Bill de Blasio's plan to stop the mass exodus out of New York City. Because if you have no car, you can't leave, right? And finally, we have the amazing story of Beth Ann McLaughlin, who confessed that tweets from a professor detailing her fight with COVID-19 was actually a hoax that she created. Yep, it's a COVID catfish. McLaughlin created a female Native American professor who fled the South because of their oppression of queer folk, gave her the Rona, blamed Arizona State for making her lecture in large crowds of people, and then killed her off. And did we mention she's a neuroscientist? This is like the woke bonanza of buffoonery. It has everything. Way to give science skeptics just the ammunition they needed, Beth Ann. Oh, and a word of advice.
Stop it. Get some help.
But ultimately, we went with these two nominees both for their national notoriety and their high-profile dumbassery. We're talking about Oprah Winfrey and Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. Earning a nomination this week is Oprah Winfrey. During her Apple TV show, Winfrey spoke with her white guests and said that their whiteness makes them automatically racist.
White people, there are white people who are not as powerful as the system of white people, the caste system that's been put in place, but they still, no matter where they are on the rung or the ladder of success, they still have their whiteness.
And wouldn't you know it, Oprah's white guests nodded in agreement and admitted that they are indeed racist, not because of what they think, but because that's how they were born.
It's impossible to just not be racist. I realized that I either was a racist or an anti-racist.
Exposing myself even more, like, put my body where black bodies are.
Yes.
How do we unearth and continue to surface these unconscious biases that white people, that we as white people have?
You still have your whiteness. That's what the term white privilege is. It means that whiteness still gives you an advantage no matter what. You say you've become woke during this period and realize in that awakening that you are racist.
And as Oprah's co-host, former NFL player Emmanuel Ancho says, mamas don't let your babies grow up to be white people.
If you are not careful, your children will live their whole life white. And at 26, 27, they'll end up being a part of the problem because you just let them and allowed them to live a completely white, sheltered, and cultureless life.
Isn't it amazing how we're seeing the definition of racism changing right before our very eyes? And forget about white privilege and what it used to mean. Now the trailer parks are literally teeming with it.
I got a lot of backlash when I brought up white privilege. Because some people are like, wait a second, I'm a poor white person. Your parents were doctors. How can you say I'm privileged? White privilege isn't saying your life hasn't been hard. White privilege is just saying your skin color, it hasn't attributed to the difficulty of your life.
Yep, welcome to Oprah's new book club, folks, where we judge each book only by their cover. You see, this is exactly what America needs right now, right? A black female billionaire media mogul telling white people how horribly racist they are just by being born white. I'm amazed how in such a racist system, Oprah Winfrey was able to not only earn a decent living, but was able to raise herself up to becoming not only rich AF, but an enduring influence on pop culture for well over a generation. It's truly astounding that in such a racist world, Oprah Winfrey helped fellow black person Barack Obama get elected in a white majority country to the highest office in the world, twice, despite racism being baked into white people DNA. Ted Cruz was right about Oprah's comments, folks. This conversation is utter BS. It's condescension of the worst form, but sadly it's also a missed opportunity for an actual serious discussion of racial relations in America. Hey, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media, so when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube. Now it's time for an example of how not to come at someone during a political debate, featuring one of this week's nominees, Hawaii Senator Macy Hirono. Hirono thought it would be a good idea to take on Senator Ted Cruz during a Senate committee hearing with typical Democrat tactics. Warning, what you are about to see is an epic takedown of a political hack that may trigger the faint at heart, as it contains the use of facts to combat narratives. Viewer discretion is advised. First, we'll let Senator Cruz set the stage for this hearing.
Americans rightly and peaceably assembled to demand justice. Justice for every American, regardless of skin color. The fact is, the people who took the streets because their hearts cried out for justice have become overshadowed by rioters and looters and those who cynically exploit the protest for their own evil ends. This shouldn't be complicated. Peaceful protests must be protected. Riots must be stopped. More and more, we're seeing signs that a significant portion of this violence, of this rioting, is not random. It's not spontaneous. Rather, it is coordinated and inspired by leftist anarchist groups, groups like Antifa.
And it was right then that you knew that Hirono was going to be triggered. For her opening remarks, she decided not to talk about political violence, but in typical progressive fashion, she immediately targeted law enforcement.
Nobody is condoning violence against anyone by anyone. This hearing is titled, quote, "The Right of the People Peaceably to Assemble, Protecting Speech by Stopping Anarchist Violence," end quote. But the hearing we should be having is one called "The Right of the People Peaceably to Assemble Without Being Beaten Up by Unidentifiable Federal Agents." On July 4th, unidentified federal agents arrived in Portland, outfitted as if for war, wearing camouflage and heavy gear. To justify this unnecessary deployment of federal officers, President Trump and his administration have repeatedly portrayed Portland protesters as violent anarchists and members of Antifa. We also saw unidentified federal forces grab peaceful protesters off the street and force them into unmarked vans. Mr. Chairman, at this time, I would like to show a video that highlights the excessive use of force by federal agents in Portland.
Of course, Senator Cruz was not fooled by Hirono's antics and made sure to let her know it.
Note at the end of that video that is narrated, it says, describes law enforcement officers as unidentified, while the video shows them with the words police in bright yellow all caps across their chest. So that is a curious way to describe a law enforcement officer as unidentified. I would also note that the ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it, condemning the assaults, condemning the 277 injuries that federal law enforcement officers have suffered at the hands of those rioters. Not a word.
Eventually, the constant pressure of Senator Cruz to get Macy Hirono to acknowledge fact led to her throwing a temper tantrum.
So all I can say is, look, we should all join hands and denouncing and whatever words you want to use. So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono. And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You haven't.
Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the 7 Democratic senators who spoke, not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers Nazis, stormtroopers, and Gestapo, to be fair. I don't have not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
Hirono's abrupt exit surprised the invited witnesses, including constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley, who expressed on social media how unusual Hirono's behavior was. Why is it so hard for Macy Hirono to admit the truth? That the right to peaceably protest is different than efforts by rioters and Antifa to cause mayhem, violence, and destruction. Say their name, Senator Hirono. Look at the blatant inaccuracies that Hirono attempted to put over. Unidentified agents that just happen to have the word police on their uniform. Are you kidding me? Avoiding any condemnation of Antifa like the plague? And storming out in a huff? This is agenda gymnastics. Hirono cares more about votes in the fall than people getting hurt in the summer. All Hirono has are her narratives, which are stories told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, ultimately signifying nothing. And her storming out was the last refuge of a political hack. And with that, the fate of 2 more nominees are in your hands. But which one gets your vote? The time for choosing is now, America. Tell us who you got for this week's Buffoon of the Week. So now that you've watched the whole video, you can go check out our new website, buffoonoftheweek.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this channel so you can come back next week where we'll have 2 more nominees for you, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The secrets that you keep are at the ready. Are you ready? I'm finished making sense. Done bleeding ignorance at home. Defense.
Spinning it in the All right, folks, welcome back to America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. Believe it or not, that's pretty much going to do it for this particular show. We got about 3 minutes left. We did things a little bit differently to kind of move the brakes around a little bit to try to get as much showtime in as possible. One of the things I am about to do, for those of you hanging out in the chat, I don't know if y'all have seen this ad yet that dropped by the Trump campaign. Looks like it was sometime, it looks like it was yesterday. Was a little over 24 hours ago. But I'm about to throw it in the chat because, oh my god, they just buried Joe Biden. Like, I'm pretty sure that's probably why Melania wants to redo the Rose Garden, because I'm pretty sure they just put his body in there. Like, literally. Oof, y'all need to watch that ad. Alright, but that is pretty much going to do it for this particular episode of the America Off the Rails show. Want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. We do love you guys so much for taking the time to tune in with us. It means a lot that there are so many of you that tune in on the regular, especially since we've branched out and we have tons of new shows, tons of new hosts, and we seem to be growing in popularity every single day, and it's all, again, because of you guys. I mean, I could do this by myself, and I have done it by myself, and I'm crazy enough that I have done it when absolutely nobody but Ron was listening. But that being said, it's much more fun now. But that also means, unfortunately, since we've come to the end of the night, the Chat Lives Matter night is over. Unfortunately, so is the America Off the Rails show, so that, you know, unfortunately, you know, just as a reminder, we are just about out of time. But that's all right, because there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll be back bright and early with...
What?
Hang on. That's not the button I meant to press. See, this is what happens when I start getting tired. I meant to press this one. So let's get this started. All right, so... as usual, though, we'll be back bright and early tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Your Daily Dose with myself and Stacey Linux. Probably one of the smartest ladies that I know pretty much anywhere. And then, of course, we'll have a full programming night for you tomorrow night, including, but not limited to, our friends over at Another Beef Podcast and the Culture Shift. So make sure you come back for the evening shift tomorrow night as well. But that does unfortunately mean this particular show is, at this time, over.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is! Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
This isn't over until I say it's over!
Closing time.
Well, that's great. That's just fucking great.
Don't! Hey, you guys, I'm going home. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.